We understand she's going to be okay, but America was very concerned this week to see CBS 2 reporter Serene Branson from Los Angeles reporting from the red carpet at the Grammy Awards and suddenly experiencing aphasia, the jumbling of words and syllables. We understand she's better now. Let's go to our live satellite hookup to speak with Serene. Serene, how are you?
Plenipotentiary.
Serene?
I'm sorry?
Palatable.
Are you okay?
Palatable.
Could be a satellite problem.
Let me adjust the satellite. Hold on.
We'll get this fixed. It's got to be us.
All right, we now go live. I think we're set up. We now go live to Los Angeles. CBS 2's Serene Branson. Serene, hello.
Ring.
Hello, are you there?
Hello, Serene.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
Ah, I see
she's fine. Audio problem.
No, you're not like.
Can you hear us?
I'm sorry.
I can. Hello, the Malikas. Hear you.
She
are
can.
You,
hear
are
us.
You still Serene?
Yes.
Are you still on the red carpet for the Grammys?
No.
Okay, Serene, can you tell us? Wrong. Can you tell us where you are?
I'm the oldest adult of humans. Car in 40 minutes film.
Yeah. How's the weather?
Oh, it's Lelable Lehman.
Lelable Lehman. In Los Angeles, Lelable, right?
Yeah, sure. That's how I'm real.
Serene.
Gotta help your
that's
out.
That's real, Mark? Yeah. What?
Spit or swallow.
Swallow.
Yeah.
I think we know.
Oh, it's so little bit to get killed.
Yeah, hard to say things.
Right, well on. And
sure.
Yeah. Words will jump a little bit.
Exactly.
Were you pleased?
America suffered with you.
Were you pleased that CBS sprung into action and gave you a ride home that night?
Very little slang night.
Yes, CBS, right?
So a little bit less.
Great company.
Yes, we make fun. Well, let me say
sure, a little bit.
Okay, Mike gets it. Lebelibly. Vagina.
Oh my! I think she is feeling better.
I'm nipple.
Yeah. Oh, so you were at the Grammys. What about CeeLo Green?
Oh, Galalum Leaveless. Black.
And Eminem, how about that?
Oh, Eminem.
Yeah.
What a one little fellow artist.
A wonderful artist, yes. And the Muppets?
Yes.
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 Yes, she can say.
Oh, are you back?
Yes.
Oh, great. Wow. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Second.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, we're just about to tee off now, so call the hospital and move my appointment with Mrs. Bellows back 30 minutes. What? Oh, well, just snake a tube down her nose and I'll be there in 4 or 5 hours. Testing now. 3, 2, 1, check.
Do you have any eights?
Don't you have Holmes? Oh, Porter!
Yes, sir! Yes, sir, Judge! Yes, sir!
Look at the wax buildup on those shoes! This is fine leather. I want that wax stripped off there. I want them creamed and buff with a fine chamois. And I want them now. Chop, chop!
Got him, Judge.
Spalding, get dressed. You're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
Time. What did you shoot today?
Oh, I don't keep score, Judge.
Oh, well, how do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
You know, you should play with Dr. Beeper myself. I mean, he's been club champion for 3 years running, and I'm no slouch myself.
Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Chevy Chase, when he was young,
and
he was fun, before he became a dick. I don't know what happened to Chevy Chase, but
he got old.
You know, if you base,
he's a curmudgeon, Mike.
If you listen to that clip from Caddyshack and you go with what they said, that everything was ad libbed, and you get lines like you are a tremendous slouch,
right.
Judge.
Yeah,
you know, you got to say Chevy Chase. If that came out of his brain, pretty damn good in funny. A movie. You know, funny. Solidly funny.
When I watch that, I feel, even though we got him for a lot of great years on Mary Tyler Moore, I feel somehow Ted Knight was underused.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. I mean, really funny in that movie.
That, you know.
Porterhouse.
Imagine being on the set of that. That'd imagine the drug.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
I hear Rodney took drugs.
What?
What?
Really?
His lifestyle finally caught up with him, Mike.
Enjoy it across America on stations like Iowa's KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 147 countries around the world. This is
yes,
Mike O'Mara Show.
You okay?
com. This is carried over from the radio this morning. It's something bad. It is...
I've still been there.
Tuesday.
How folksy of you.
Feb 15, 2011, and we're over 5 million downloads rising. Our show today is brought to you by RIP Digital.
Yeah.
Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer, and RIP Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't. Get rid of the CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites onto your iPod.
Very good, Mike.
Or your home theater system.
That's right.
You're doing great.
RIP
You're
Digital.
Winning.
Buzz, yes. You're such a tard when you hold that up.
I think
RIP
it's
Digital
genius.
Converted Buzz's music.
It might not quite be genius.
They can do the same for you. Click the RIP Digital ad on our website or visit ripdigital.com. Sometimes the opening of this show is seriously like taking a barrel and floating over Niagara Falls. I swear to God. There's
no, because when you take a barrel, when you take a barrel, you know when you're going to land.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Before we get started with anything, let me call my butler.
Yes, summon the butler, please.
RJ!
Yes, Mr. O'Malley.
Yes, RJ, could you please go to
And I'm a tard.
Go to the kitchen, and in the microwave is a freshly heated something, a little something. If you could put it in a bowl, just and bring it in for Mr. Spiewak with a spoon, please. Yes, a large spoon. And make sure you get a little of everything, including the sauce and the meat and the vegetables, if you don't mind.
Yes, I will.
Yes, please. Thank you. Take your leave. Thank you very much.
And don't forget to dip your balls in the bowl.
Oh!
Wow.
While you're at it.
Just a thought.
Dip the bag. Dip your bean bag in
the...
Wow,
this dish tastes rather baggy.
All right.
Warm and soothing.
I did something.
What did you do?
10-year-old animals. Bear with me today. I bit into a granola bar, and there's something wrong with my lip.
You know what's weird about that is I'd feel bad for you, but when I came in here and I said that I bit into my tongue during a car accident,
that's right.
You looked at me like I was a maniac and said maybe you should have taken the day off.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's me.
Isn't it though?
That's the hypocrisy that is me.
That tongue injury, though, it is scary.
Well, no, the difference
because,
here, Oscar.
Yeah, it's not as big as his lip.
The difference thing, Oscar, is that Mike prefaced it with bear with him, so we must bear with him. And Mike,
so,
you've already bailed on your shoes?
No, you're supposed to ease into the shoes, and if you wear them 2 days in a row, you're going to hurt yourself. So I eased in them, and I'll probably be slipping them on after the show today.
All I'm saying is that you take those shoes off. You take those shoes off and you can't talk.
Nice!
Sounds hot.
So I bit in to a granola bar.
Uh-huh. What kind?
An organic granola bar. We've got them here. I'll bring one out before the end of the show.
Yes, please.
Because that's advertising. No, we probably don't want to do that. And suddenly my entire upper lip went numb. And then it's lingered to this where it's like a little bitty bee sting.
Really?
Here's my question.
Really? Were there chest pains and a numbness in your
left
hand?
No, but I freaked a little bit about half of the show today. I freaked out.
It's actually, you sound a little like Chip Douglas from Cable Guy.
Pippa. Here's the thing. And I was asking Kirk about this on The Edge 105.9, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m.
Right.
I asked him, because here's exactly what it felt like. It feels like I got bitten by something. Like maybe it was a spider or a little... and could something inside a packaged granola bar, could something live?
I don't know if it's alive, but have you eaten these granola bars before? Have you had them before?
Is he outside of the curtain?
Yes, your butler's waiting without.
All right. Hold on. Before we continue.
This is the beef that you made yesterday.
Yesterday for Valentine's Day. I slaved in the kitchen all day long and made Carla beef bourguignon. A la Julia and Julia, That show that Julia Child makes, yeah. But I didn't make hers. Go ahead. Yes. Go bring it to Rob.
Is that the beef that when you're watching the movie, she's got to flip over?
That's the one where she falls asleep and she burns the crap out of
right.
it. That's the dish I made. That's the dish. Are you giving it to Buzz? It's for Rob.
It's for Rob. I'll pass.
Rob's the gourmet.
There goes
Rob
the,
is the
there
gourmet.
Goes the tip. Right. Jeez.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Gourmet is code, of course.
Thank you very much. Mm. Oh, you brought spoons for everybody.
Can you explain?
You're all welcome to say
it. Can you explain what it is? I still don't know.
Beef bourguignon is basically beef burgundy, which means the main ingredient is beef and wine.
Ooh.
And it is a process. You know what?
But it also has some of my favorite ingredients, pearl onions.
Pearl
onions.
So you like the pearl onions. That's why this is in your wheelhouse right now.
Here we go. First bite.
Here we go.
Rob is trying the...
It's almost not cold.
Oh, is it cold?
It is.
It's. I'm sorry. We have to reheat it. Reheat it. It's not going to be good unless you reheat it.
It's not going
to be good
unless
take it and reheat it.
Tell you what, even cold is pretty good.
I don't mean to pry, but again, beef like ground beef?
No.
Chunks of
stew beef.
Okay, what's the difference? Because I don't know.
All right, the ground beef is like
hamburger
you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stew beef is in little chunks that you make
cubes.
And it is here's the thing.
Ina Garten is fattier too.
God bless Ina Garten and all her fatness. But when she says, "How easy is that?" Bull.
Oh my!
That's so not
all right.
So
you know what it was yesterday?
You had no trouble saying that.
It was. I got off the air, went to Whole Foods, got done with the show. We had a meeting. I went to Harris Teeter.
What are you doing to me today?
After Harris Teeter, I went. I came home, had to go back to the Bloom. It's three trips to the grocery store. You know why? Because I'm not Ina Garten, and I don't have a staff of 50, and I don't have a pantry the size of friggin' Disney World where I can get anything at my fingertips.
I was wondering if you enjoyed the good service at the Bloom.
I did. Bloom. Hello, Bloom.
Yes. This is more for Carla than it is you.
Yes.
Carla, you should know that after the initial after-show meeting here on the program, we wanted to talk to Mike about other things about the show.
Yes.
And Mike looked at me like a loving husband and says, I'm cooking beef bourguignon.
It was...
I need to get out of here.
I would have never thought Oscar could have gotten that right.
It was all... it was all day. It was from the minute I left you guys until... 5 o'clock is when we wrap up.
Chemically speaking, stew beef is a cheap cut of meat with a lot of fat,
so it
requires a lot of preparation to make it as
long,
tender
long,
as it should
cooking.
Be.
Exactly.
As I was driving away, I thought, well, this man either is really in love with his wife, or he really wants to make this dish.
Wants us out of his house.
Let me explain what it is. Here's what it is. This is the truth.
Well, it's about
I'm not going to sit here and play the world's smallest violin. But the days of me buying my way out of any holiday and any birthday
are long gone.
Valentine's I am finally at the level
where
I literally look at my checking account and I go, okay, maybe not another dinner out.
Some effort, some elbow grease
maybe
is required.
Yeah, and I said, here's the solution. I'll do this.
Right.
When you do something like that, you know, you get
it
the brownie points. Yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
It sure does.
And now...
Wonderful looking mushrooms.
Now
like, what kind?
I just got the
psychedelic
package of a variety. Those are, you got your shiitakes in there.
Right.
Shiitake
mushrooms. You got your portobellos. You got. Do you think I'm going to have to...
Here we go.
You won't have to edit that. All right, here we go.
No, I'm not trying.
Tell me what you think.
Sorry.
All right. That's beef bourguignon.
Mike, it's perfect.
Isn't that great?
I don't want to have to share.
That is
now
that.
Now I'm going to try it.
Give Oscar a spoon. Now, Oscar, you're not a gourmet, so I mean, let's see what you think of this.
Are those grapes?
Those are pearl onions.
Which was my old DJ.
He doesn't like the pearl onion.
They're little
idea.
Baby onions.
He doesn't
they're
like the pearl
sweet,
onion.
My
idea.
Sweet baby onions.
The seasoning is perfect.
This looks like a stew my mama would make.
It is a stew. It essentially is a stew.
It is.
And the meat
with
is melt
in
your mouth.
It really is a French beef stew, is what it is.
Exactly.
This effing neck brace. Let me move the mic out of the
All right. Now let's see. And I will tell you, the reason I brought it in is because, first of all, Rob suggested it. And secondly, now, does that melt in your mouth or what? Huh? It's,
well oh, done.
Melted his microphone.
Like sex.
Oh, Mike, that is really
like, I am blown
good.
Away.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Was it, but you know what? Having tasted it and having heard what you said, I would say that it would almost be a wash, even though it is perfection.
Right.
Oh, it took God. You forever
get him
to
a piece
it.
Of beef. Get him a piece of beef.
This
he doesn't have any beef
amazing.
In there.
Oh, eat the beef.
He needs beef.
Oh, the beef is gone.
The beef is gone. You need the beef.
I'll hold my spoon.
You need the beef.
I can't help. If you're watching or listening right now, go and make this.
This
it is so you know effing
this,
amazing.
This whatever
kills.
You're doing,
and it's what it is. It's also the day after.
Wow,
which
better.
Really,
oh,
if I was ever going to do it again, that's what I do.
Meat
I'd
is better, especially God. A cheaper cut of meat is better the day after. Yep. It has to do with the way the fat dissolves.
Now so, I know why you
would
guys
you do
are
that?
Like foodies.
Yes,
would
this
you
is,
use
that's
that?
I've never tasted anything like that.
Could we make that on an episode of How Dare You?
Absolutely.
But that would be one we couldn't compete on. I think we'd have to. Sort of join our forces
together. I think we do that, and it's not that how dare you. We have to talk about how dare
and
you.
And I've got the prep ready when you're
hold
okay.
the grapes,
about
by
it.
The way.
You mean the pearl onions?
They look too creepy.
I'm not.
No, I love pearl onions.
Oscar, like brings, Oscar brings that up, but I will tell you, of all the things that recipe calls for, where you like them,
love them.
Part of the flavor.
I don't like them.
Really? But Mike,
pearl
and
onions?
It's got a,
really?
It's got
well,
a
here's the deal.
Ant load of onions.
It's part of the flavor,
here's
though.
The
you
got to
have it.
A regular onion, the amount of time you have to cook that is going to cease to be.
Really?
It's
right.
going to
fall
dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
The pearl onion, because it is a contained unit, it's going to stay in
all right, you know
piece.
What I'll do? I'll put less
that
pearl onions
so good.
In. That's how I'll do it.
So
save any pearl onions you don't use and make grill onions.
Don't question Ina.
You made that yourself.
I will tell you something. When they say things along the lines of, how easy is that? Okay, maybe for her it is.
Right.
No, the answer is, when she's saying how easy is that, the correct answer is not easy.
It's not easy.
Not very easy.
But if you have all the stuff, it's easy. The hard part was gathering, hunting and gathering.
The hunting and gathering was the pain in the ass.
I know.
Yeah. But then, you know, Carla, you know, and I'm waiting, and it's like a drum roll, and I'm sitting there going, and you're sampling it, and you're going, you know what? I did everything by the book. And I got this is one time where occasionally, if you're going to make a recipe or something like that, you kind of half-ass it a little bit. This is one where I said,
stuck to it.
This I cannot, I will not do that.
What
this
was
time.
What were some of the odd last-minute ingredients that required extra?
Are you ready?
Prep? Yeah,
I'll give you those.
Okay.
The aforementioned pearl onions.
Okay, and you know what? They're
which
hard.
I didn't have.
And you know what? Pearl onions hard to find.
Yeah, because you got to get the and she uses the frozen ones.
Yeah, they're
so
very
you can
hard
find,
to find
those in your frozen
right.
vegetables.
It took me
section.
Like four grocery stores to find them for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Pain in the ass.
I hate that I'm loving this conversation.
You're coming over to our side,
I
baby.
I hate that I'm loving this conversation.
This is because, you know what? Let me tell you why you're into it. Because I have an empirical, I had a real thing in my hand that you could taste and you could understand that I made this.
So good.
Do you have an impression that right now RJ is face down in your kitchen? He's been gone for like 15 minutes.
He's probably reheating. Yeah. He's probably reheating. Right. But the
oh,
thing
there
is,
he is.
60-second nuke. Come on.
All right, 60-second nuke. All right, Buzz. It's Buzz's turn.
All right. Smells all right. wonderful, by the way.
This is beef burgundy on my first try.
It's arrived.
My first try. Yes, thank you.
You know
and
what,
you
Mike?
Can, RJ, have a bowl when you're done.
Mike, a signature dish for you, heretofore.
Yes. Amen.
How much left do you have?
Not that much, actually. Buzz, it might be a little hot. Is it hot?
Maybe for some lunch back at the office. Mm.
What do you think?
Nothing. Okay.
The music. This is the gayest segment we've ever done.
Temperature's perfect.
Okay. Meat is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so is Buzz.
Buzz.
What?
My tongue is numb. No, it's delicious. It really is. It
very
really
good.
Is.
Bravo.
Wonderful.
Bravo.
Nice job. Thank you.
All right. Well, that leads us to the reason I did that.
Can I?
Like I planned it.
Can
you
I
know?
Just, just quickly.
Yes, go right ahead.
Was... Buzz, I'm not trying to pick on you, but there's zero emotion. Are you used to this type of cuisine? Because
yes,
I'm sure as hell
yes,
not.
No,
oh, you
no,
are.
No, it's very, very good.
Oh, okay.
It's very, very
wait,
good.
You don't like something about it, though.
Buzz is, I know this about Buzz. Buzz is not necessarily a picky eater, but he is a particular eater.
I am. Okay. I'll be honest. I'll come clean. I am not fond of dishes that involve red wine. I'm not crazy about the flavor. But it's so mild, and it's got such a nice balance of flavor that it's a great stew. It really is.
This is good. I like meeting the guys on the show. This is wonderful.
I'll tell you something. The guys like being fed.
Well, sure.
If you don't like a dish with red, that is the dish with red.
Well, because the balance of flavor, it's not overwhelmed. overwhelmed
by
that.
Do you know how much wine is in that?
I don't know. A bottle. Wow.
A bottle of red wine.
That surprises me. I would expect a stronger red wine flavor.
That's why the bottle was empty when Carly got home.
A bottle of red wine?
I put a whole bottle in there.
You asked about the specialty trips? Yeah. Cognac is in there.
Really? Cognac. Will you set it up for ABC me? Story. Like, what happened?
No.
I'm not talking about the food anymore. Yeah. How did you present and the Carla's dinner? Reaction. What'd you do?
I was so wiped out.
He was naked.
That I told Carla.
Rubbing himself with cognac.
I told Carla, get home at 3. Now, we wrapped up here, at about 2 o'clock
something
yesterday?
Like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Chinese fire drill. Pardon my slur.
Asian fire drill.
It's always Oriental. Awkward when you walk back into the office like 2 hours too late. Oh, yeah, we had a meeting.
We had a good meeting.
Yeah,
it was a good meeting.
Yeah, try walking into a second grade classroom that's waiting on you for a Valentine's party. Did you bring the craft?
Were you supposed to bring something?
I was there. We made out okay.
All right.
But I was
good.
No hero.
You made out with a second grader?
Wow. Made out with the teacher.
Oh, that's terrible.
Jeez. Mrs. Foster.
Was Jabril there?
No, Jabril is in fifth grade.
So, again, I forgot. I'm losing my place.
No, you told her get home at 3.
Yeah, so she get. By the time, this is what's cool about Carla. Carla is not about presentation. Mm-hmm. She's not about all the fluff.
Obviously.
She knows that I busted my ass to make this thing. She's about the end result. Carla wants to get her eat on and put it in a bowl. Doesn't matter where she eats it. She's candle. All about
no
that.
No candles?
She's cool.
No formal dining room?
No, because I'll tell you something. At that, it hit
me. No Chippendales outfit?
About 3. I say she's going to come home at 3. Yes. I tell her, make that 3:30. All I want to do is get all the ingredients in the friggin' pot and get it going, and that's it. If I do that,
good
I'm successful.
Results.
There is crap all over the kitchen. Carla comes home. She does a little cleaning up, does her little 2.5-mile run, and I said, okay, I'll be right behind you. I go into the chair of death, as Bruce Boudreau would call it.
He's gone.
And I just collapse, and then the whole thing with serving it and doing that, Carla takes charge of that.
Wonderful.
Because I had the Pro Flowers for her.
Nice.
Yeah,
I had that taken care of. Yes.
So many nice remarks from listeners that Pro Flowers
did. Yeah.
And it was the home run for them.
Sure.
I give them a little plug. Why not? Even though, you know, thank God that campaign's over. got done with that, and she eats it, and because of the way it tasted, it was a home run. Mm-hmm. She knew the level of effort that went into making that it was new, that it was different, and if I can just give a cooking tip to anyone,
please.
If you're going to cook anything like this, anything that results in something that's like fall apart, you have to, you know this, sear.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah. Seal in the flavor.
Sear.
What is that?
You have to.
And what does that mean?
If you're going to cook anything slow that you want to fall
apart. Don't
you
put it in a pressure cooker?
This meat. The cubes of meat.
Even if you're going to put it in a pressure cooker, you have to sear it, which means you got to brown it on each side.
To seal
it. You got to brown the meat before you cook it, because if you don't do that, you will not seal in the moisture. That seals in the moisture. Otherwise, you will have dry whatever you have. It'll fall apart dry.
The ideal piece of cookware for
even in a stew, even
is like a big cast iron Dutch oven, because it allows you to get that heat going
right to
sear the meat, and then it's big enough.
It also generates more flavor.
Amen.
When you do that.
Now, exactly. Second question. I'm sorry, Oscar, to interrupt.
Okay.
What did you serve with it? Did you serve a rice? Did you
serve bread?
You know what? You get a little French bread, a little slice of French bread. You just put a little slice of French bread under that and serve it over there.
Bon appetit.
That's it. We've got to take a break. When we come back, this leads into the show that Rob and I are going to be doing, the added program on MichaelMaraShow.com. Rob's got the details, because I have no idea what it's going to entail. We'll have more coming up, and haven't gotten to anything on the show we wanted to get to. But that's our gayest segment that we have ever done. And we'll be right back.
All in.
Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com, our second segment brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman.
Yay.
Looking younger is easier than you think, and now you can qualify for special deals on all kinds of services with Dr. Friedman's newsletter. To sign up, just click his ad at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Sign up.
Explore the rest of his website, too.
How are things at the Grammys, Mike?
And tell a friend, Dr. Bruce Friedman.
Tread the word.
Okay, on the show today, I want to talk about the next game show, because that was so well received by everybody on the website. The game show that we had, the Newlywag game, was a real 10.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a lot of good bonus hours, but to get one that was that well received is exciting. We'd like to do more of it, so we'll talk about that. Countdown to spring. That's you know what? When I'm having a bankrupt night of show prep, that's what I'll write down.
That sounds like a show idea that came after an allergic reaction to a granola bar.
No, that came after a big meal. Valentine's over. Countdown to spring. Hey, Mike, let me compliment myself. Way to go. Good show prep.
Before we get to the cooking show, can I just have a quick tip in?
Yes, go right ahead.
So my Pro Flowers flower showed up to the office, which, by the way, is the way to go.
That's
regardless of what you do, because
send them to the office.
The ladies.
Oh, they see them.
Right. Amen.
That's all the girls care about.
That's right. That's right. It's showing off.
So
right.
That being said, the flowers were great. On my way home, I said I wanted to get Kara a little something more.
Right.
Sure.
And I went to a place, and you guys have probably heard of it. It's called Lululemon.
Right.
I live there.
It's yoga wear for ladies.
Oh, no, I haven't heard of that. I thought it was an ice cream store.
No.
She used to be on Hee Haw.
It's kind of like a higher end yoga store, yoga outfit store. I don't know that
Isn't
much
that
about
the
it.
Character that's on 30 Rock?
Like, she
that's
could
Liz
be.
Lemon.
She could
oh,
be.
Liz Lemon. Yes. Okay, all right.
But what I would say is this, that I know that you ladies are into, and I'm talking to you ladies that are listening right now, are into the right fit, the right form, whatever you do. But to pay the prices you're paying for these yoga pants, I picked them up not knowing how expensive it was.
Now, yoga pants, I think something loose fitting, obviously, with logo.
Or stretchy.
No, tight.
Stretchy.
Tight and stretchy.
So like these.
Yeah. Like Rob's.
My yoga pants.
I think spandex. I think workout clothes. I think $20
for a pair. I'm with you. As I walked in,
right?
And I said, look, I'm late. I got her flowers. I just want to get her a little something else. I'll take that pair. It looks nice. It's got pink and it's black and let's go. Let's get out of here. Right. Quick checkout, right?
How much?
I kid you not, when she pulled up, and this is where you really, it's a fight or flight reaction.
Yeah, because if you get something to the register and you are blindsided, you are in that dilemma where you completely are the loser.
Yeah, you either fold.
And you chuck and you'll never show your face in there
and
again,
or
you bite the bullet.
And everybody's been there before, right?
Of course.
And this girl, by the way, happened to be probably an 8.5 out of a 10.
Oh, impossible.
Yeah, so then you buy.
That was actually, Lululemon.
So I get up there and I'm like, oh, these can't be more than $30. Like, no big deal. $119.
Wow. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I actually would walk away.
And you did it? Did you buy it?
What do you think? I'm not going to. You start like, I want to sweat. I've got a neck collar on. It's not a good look. I already look like a tool.
There's a way to get out of it.
Not do it.
You hold them up. You say, wait a second. These aren't my size.
Man. Oh, these are ladies.
I hear that. It makes me want to smash a record over my head.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But your speech is now cleared up.
Yes.
Don't do it again.
How much was it, Oscar?
$118.
$118?
Wow. No, don't do it again. Wow. No, it's got to be painful.
Let me try.
I'll clean it up.
All right. Here, I'm going to flip it to you.
I really thought that was going to break.
This is a Columbia 78. It's, of course, Harry James.
Do we have the camera? Do we have the camera on Rob?
Moonlight Becomes You.
Beg of you to stop.
Here we go.
Hey!
Oh, yeah!
That's how you do it.
Thank God.
Ain't you never seen a Three Stooges short before?
That was awesome.
How much was that again?
$118.
Oh, wow. I've severed an artery.
He's bleeding.
Oh,
God. Doing that.
This is the best show ever.
That looks painful. Stop.
If you're interested in buying these secondhand records,
can I?
Here's your deal with that. You go into a tennis pro shop where they play tennis. You go into a golf pro shop where there's golf on the premises. You go into a racquetball club where they're selling racquetball. Every one of those, where they got you, where it's on site.
Sure.
Do they practice yoga there where you bought it, or is it just a store?
It's just a store.
Then they're screwing you.
Yeah.
Right. Lululemon.
So look,
lick it.
I would have turned and walked, but you're right about the collar.
No.
You're right
you
about the collar.
You would have turned and walked.
No, I would have, but the collar.
You were hustled by Israelis for some love potion.
That's true. Yeah,
come on.
True.
We've all been there
before.
Yeah,
but I wasn't wearing a collar at the time.
I'm just saying, watch out. But if you're out there and you work
watch
at one.
Watch out.
Because I got so frustrated, Mike, I ran home and I said, I got to find somebody that works at this store, and I got to find out what their employee discount is. You know what their employee discount is?
What is it?
Because I did research, and I was so pissed about the price. 60%.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
60%.
So that means they were probably $30 pants.
Mark.
Yes. So if you're out there, hit me up. Brilliant. And if you work there, I'll pay you to buy them because I'm never paying that much for pants ever again.
All right, belated from yesterday from Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Valentine's. For the whole gang. Hi, fellas. Oh, Jesus.
Long?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, they all are.
And it's just because of the lip.
Folks, we love you, but
just reading.
Thought you could appreciate some of my art and share it with those you mostly care about. These mediocre Valentines are hand-painted using the Chinese brush technique and measure 5x5. These creative experiments of mine, this creative experiment of mine is really just a master plan to avoid having a base.
What?
I don't know.
God damn it. First of all, I can't read this. I can't read this. It
was
says,
it written with the Chinese
this
brush
creative
stroke?
Experiment of mine is really just a master plan to avoid having a
job?
Clue?
Orgasm?
Can you see which
part
it is?
I can't even make it
Let me
out.
See it. Let me see it.
There you go.
This creative experiment of mine.
That's impressive.
This is from
naked pictures.
Having a boss.
Something.
Avoid having a boss.
Avoid having a boss.
Oh, I guess the O just mysteriously looked like
my
an A.
My angry meat cutter husband and I love you and are so proud of all of you. Great job. An artist who's accepted Amish work hours to try to make things work. I have complete respect, and that's underlined because you must really mean it.
These are
for the
Valentine's.
Many hours and hard work you put into the show. Ordering from Amazon through your website, telling others about the show. And these cards are my way of saying thank you. Love, Inger K. Price.
Inger.
And you know what?
Thank
I've
you,
seen
Inger.
Her picture on Facebook.
Yes.
She's lovely.
She's lovely. And
yes, she is.
Inger, I will send you a bill for this promotion.
That's what it is.
Now, can I see that, please?
You got free card.
Yes.
We didn't say a website.
All right, very good. Thank you.
That's what it is. Inger.com.
Free ad. All right.
Well, she gave us free cards.
Very pretty. So.
Huh? She gave us free cards. So.
Ah.
It's a fair trade.
Was it his fault?
Not my fault.
No.
Not his
did he
fault.
Give him? Did you
no,
give him to me?
No.
No. I gave.
Who filtered these?
I gave you the envelope, but I didn't know what was in that envelope.
Look inside next time.
Of course. I just see if there's powder.
We can't get that 2 minutes back.
You didn't read the card, though.
What's the card
read
say?
The card.
Yeah.
All right. I love you most of the time. All right. They liked it. Okay. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you, Inger. Mike's got a bad lip today. That's it.
But isn't that cool?
That is very cool, I guess. I suppose.
I guess.
That's it. I suppose it is.
How dare you?
How dare me? How dare me? How dare you? That is the name of the cooking show that Rob and I are going to tape, and we're going to put that up on MikeOMaraShow.com.
Cool.
Yep. New
it's
show.
Going to be done in the kitchen here at Kitchen Stadium.
That's right, Mike O'Mara's Kitchen Stadium.
We're going to set it up. We're going to make it look like a real cooking show. Mm-hmm. And Rob, take it away. What exactly is this going to entail?
We were kicking around ideas, and I got to give Mark credit. He came up with the idea. Now, I do think maybe the first episode should be the beef bourguignon. Because
but I just made it.
Oh, ah.
Excellent job on that.
That was a nice
like
break.
It hurts.
Shemp couldn't have done
are
it better.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm
you
fine.
Know what? I don't think there's any dirt on the record.
I'm fine.
It's only 80 years old. Right. Been in my basement.
No, he's had it before.
Black mold.
What? When you do it, it's almost, it looks painful, but when Rob does it, it's like really funny.
Because he knows how to do it. He's got the Stooges gene. He's got the Stooges
Mike, gene. It's like really funny.
Boy, that's, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shards. Very, very shards.
That's how Joe Besser died.
All right, go ahead. Come on, get to it.
Come on.
All right, get
Mark
to the,
had this idea.
Spit it out.
What we're going to do is we are going to sort of put the first step in the hands of our listeners, and we're going to troll for recipes.
Okay.
We're going to set up a mailbox, an email box account where people can submit their recipes.
I think
that
besides
we
beef bourguignon, I think what we should, the very first How Dare You we do should be a listener recipe.
Yes. Okay, very good.
So, Mark, how do they get to the recipes to the website?
We will set up a website address. It probably will be howdareyou@MikeOMaraShow.com.
But it's not
it's already working, actually.
We can get
it is set up.
Is it?
Yep. Okay.
How dare you send your recipes. Uh-huh. Now, listen. When you send a recipe, I think with prep, we can do the pre-prep and we can do that. But all of your recipes, we have to be able to knock these out in 30 minutes, much like Rachel Ray.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We want to knock these out in 30 minutes because we want it to be entertaining. And if it goes longer than 30 minutes, I will stab Rob in the eye.
With a record.
Which will be entertaining, but I will stab him in the eye at the 30-minute
mark. And you really
mark.
Can only do that on two episodes.
Exactly. Because then he's blind.
Editing.
Ultimately, we will start suggesting themes for right. recipes, but okay. right now it's all systems go.
I'd like an entree. America. I'd like an
okay,
entree.
Okay, you want an entree.
All right, that's
okay,
fair.
For our first thing, we'll do an entree. Mark will sort the recipes as they arrive, streamline them, mm-hmm. and categorize them because they have to be a surprise, Mike, when we see them.
Well, if
so the ingredients
surprise,
will be gotten for you, though.
Yes,
so will
yes.
the ingredients be yes. prepared for us?
Wait Correct. Until I get to that. That's right. part of the thing here.
All right, very good.
After the recipes have been sorted, Mark will select the competing recipes, and they will be two of the same genre. Same.
Well, wait a minute. We're going to compete?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to compete.
You
Why
don't?
Not?
I want to like make.
Wait
I think,
till you hear how the competition falls out. I think you'll like
but
it.
But I think we could make a recipe together and still compete.
No. How do we compete that
no.
way?
No. All right.
Who
okay.
can make it better?
Now, right, there will be always two of the same genre. For this example, for the opening show,
we're
going
to have to share the stove.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
What
like
could
two
go
entrees,
wrong?
But we could also do two appetizers, two okay. desserts, something like that.
All right.
They'll always be in the same sphere.
All right.
But there'll be different recipes. Now, while we will compile an ingredient list for the two recipes, then we make the shopping trip to the grocery store, which can also be videotaped.
Okay.
Because that's going to be a fun on-the-road type field trip. And, Mike,
time commitment.
No, you don't have to go.
Oh, I know.
Besides, it's a sponsorship opportunity.
Oh, okay. You know, maybe we don't share
that. Only there was that music I was a part of this.
Maybe we don't share that.
No,
yes, RJ.
Your butler can do this.
Okay, he wants
All right, he wants to be a part
well,
of it.
He will be a part of it.
I love it when we plan this on the show.
But I like the notion of seeing us gather the ingredients. But all however, right. I won't know why I'm buying the ingredients with Mark.
Okay.
But this also, the grocery store is important because we need it for cover video if we ever need to collapse
I think
time.
If RJ is willing, mm-hmm. I think RJ ought to be the designated purchaser of the grocery.
We can mm-hmm. videotape him as he shops?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great.
Wonderful. RJ Excellent. Will be part of the show.
Okay. Yeah, well, yes, he will be. We have some other ideas
maybe
for
maybe we
him.
Can get him in a chef's hat.
Well, no, I've got another idea for that. I
he
think us
job.
In chef's hats.
Okay, very good.
The episode of How Dare You will begin in Kitchen Stadium with Mike and Rob greeting the audience in chef's hats and aprons and mm-hmm. reviewing the ingredients that have been laid out for the two competing recipes.
Okay.
This will allow us to perhaps venture a guess as to what we're cooking.
And then it's revealed?
Then, yes. no. Then
what?
We have
Jesus Christ.
The traditional... Additional, Mike, what? I know that we've talked a lot. So far, we've only done 20 seconds of the show.
Okay,
okay?
very good.
I think right. Mike is thinking right. twice about the project.
Yes, I am.
No, Mike is going to like step five.
Okay.
The traditional opening cocktail.
Way to put that in
which
there.
The liquor card comes out.
Okay.
A la the Rat Pack.
Yeah, like kind of an old Dean thing now. Yes. I'm liking that.
And uh-huh. then we take turns week to week. I'll do the first one.
All right, let me
There's
ask
an
you
opening
this.
Cocktail.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
All right. See if you got the spirit of this. Okay. That we'll be on the same page if you do this.
Right.
What are you going to do? What will you do after you take the sip of your first cocktail? Your
first. Boy, that's good booze. Way to keep it timely.
I am.
Now, this is, we sample Gleason. The cocktail. Oh, there'll be a lot of Gleason, especially after we have two opening cocktails.
Boy, that's
then, boy.
Now we're into 10 minutes.
Okay, now, this is when.
How the hell are we going to make the effing food?
This is when RJ comes out with a white shirt and bow tie. And a domed tray.
This is fatness gone mad. This is the three fattest members of our crew being fat, making food.
Making food.
He That's takes the great. Dome from the platter, revealing two envelopes labeled number one and number two.
Okay.
Each one of them contains a recipe.
Yes.
We will select and reveal the recipes each of us are required to make.
All right. And then we have 30 minutes to make the
recipes. Then we make the recipes while making fun of each other, ultimately leading into one of us saying, how dare you?
How dare
That's
you?
How you get the name of the show.
Right. That's right.
We will be encouraged to deviate from the recipe provided in order to improve the results on the fly.
Has okay. to be a better dish because yes. of it.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. And then who will judge?
That's where we get to, and to cover the passage of time during the cooking segment, that's when we show RJ's grocery store montage.
Yes.
And then, of course, and the way this will go will be, I'll look over at Rob and I said, you expect somebody to eat that?
Exactly. And how you dare say, you?
How dare you?
Exactly.
That's
but
how
who judges?
Here,
yeah, who
that's
judges?
Step nine. Mm-hmm. After the food Should is complete, nine. It is judged and a King of Kitchen Stadium is selected. It is judged on taste, presentation, and overall awesomeness.
And I think one person
the judge a week? Could be RJ Diaz.
No, he's too,
or,
too busy
or
doing
a
other
panel
things.
Of judges, uh-huh. Oscar Buzz Mark.
Right.
Or this is another idea, a celebrity guest judge bringing a chef from a local restaurant.
I think one judge a week and yeah. we serve our dishes and then that judge picks us, picks the winner.
Ultimately, yeah. listeners could be used as judges too.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
right.
And then parting shots with a hearty how dare you mm-hmm. as we say goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
The only wrinkle to this, and this is a question I have. When we have the judging,
yes.
I think it should be a blind judging.
Well, Mike, how are we going to find a plane chef?
No. You don't. I mean that dish. The dishes. We will know
who made
the dishes. That would be A and B. No one would know.
Yeah,
right?
The listener will know what we're cooking, but the judge won't know what we're
exactly.
That we're, the judge won't know who the author is.
We will keep him isolated,
and then RJ will serve it. We will be at the table. RJ will serve
in your living room.
It's
become a two set shoot.
And there we go. We will do that, or it can be done in the kitchen.
It could be.
And then so Buzz or Oscar or Mark will be served the dish, and then they will pick either A or B or one or two, and then each week we'll get a winner.
Okay, exactly. And then
it'll be me.
The final, of course it will. Boy, fat chance.
Boy, that's good booze.
Boy, are you fat.
How dare you?
How dare you? We will have hats and aprons possibly embroidered for you and
I.
Oh,
nice.
Yes, right, a black bow tie for RJ and a plain white shirt.
Okay, very
nice. Unless he can choose his own wardrobe for the shopping trip.
We have to find the shirt that'll accommodate that bow tie.
We'll work it into the budget.
That's it.
The submitted winning recipe will win a prize pack for the listener that submits the recipe. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That encourages them to send us their best work.
Yes.
Okay? Nothing fancy. Right. And eventually we will have theme weeks to the show, for example, white trash food, Super Bowl party, Christmas favorites, things like that.
How many of these? Mr. Taskmaster, how many of these do we want to shoot for? One a month?
Yeah, one a month.
Jesus.
Yes.
We better get cracking.
And I would suggest
it was going to be one a week.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Stop Bolivian work ethic. I don't want to do that.
He just said one a week.
No, we can't do one a week.
No,
that's crazy.
As a matter of fact,
that's crazy talk. One a week. Now he's looking at you. You know what is in Oscar's mind right now? It's like you can do two a week.
How about at least one a month?
We'll do more as we get sponsors as we keep fund the project.
Right. You know my mood on Thursday? All right. Multiply that times 8.
Okay.
Fridays, I will be into it.
Right.
Okay.
Friday has to be the day we do it.
Now, here's the other thing.
That's when I'll just get loaded.
The mailbox is open?
Yes.
How dare you at MikeOMaraShow.com. We are currently accepting submissions for entrees that can be prepped in roughly 30 minutes or less.
Right.
We will accept your submissions starting now.
The
target date will be for our first episode shoot 2 weeks from Friday.
2 weeks from Friday.
That's our target.
Send us.
Sounds great. Aren't you on vacation?
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. Anyway.
It's simply a target.
Give it 2 weeks. Perfect. 2 weeks. 2 weeks from Friday works for me, Rob.
I seem to remember that.
I'll see you in the kitchen.
Sure. Gosh, Mike seems late. Maybe we should start without him.
Should be fun. Look forward to that. I think, once we get all the, what are the things? The
logistics.
The entries. The recipes.
The kinks. Get all the kinks worked out of this, it'll be perfectly
Ray
good.
Ray Davies.
All right, well, that's it. That's all I have to talk about.
Oh, that's nice.
Albert Ainsworth, super dick. Move out of the Washington, D.C. area. And
I almost don't blame him, though.
As far as acting like a dick?
Yes.
And staying in the... I don't... He's a dick.
There's nothing that's
going to change that.
If you're not from the D.C. area or you don't care about sports, basically this was what happened. Albert Ainsworth, the latest in a litany of just horrible
behavior
of this guy is that he was at a club in D.C.
Right.
And he was going to pay the tab and his hands were full of drinks or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the lady, the bartender, which is basically your bottle girl when you go and do these bottle service deals, says you can put the card in my cleavage if you'd
like. He asked if he could put his card in her cleavage.
That's nice.
And when he put the card in there, he copped a feel.
Yes.
He groped. She says sexual harassment. The bottom line with Albert Ainsworth is this is following him having a road rage incident where he reached in and he slapped
Again,
the guy in
another road rage incident.
But the drama in this story, and I'm not blaming the girl for being upset about this, is that she shouldn't have bent over and agreed to that in the first place.
I agree with that.
That is true.
I'd like to know
the details, but once again, here we are with another celebrity, and I don't confine this to athletes.
Right.
These guys, I think at a certain point, we're getting to a point where you have to have the code, and you have to tie it to their pocketbooks. Mm-hmm. And this has to be tied into the just because they're
a
out
code
there and
of behavior.
Yeah, but so you know they what? Know but they I'm have sorry, to live we had by. Brandon Banks getting stabbed
right.
with his buddy. Okay, I don't give a rat's ass if you jumped in to help your friend.
Don't be
the
there.
Fact is you're in a situation, you're getting in an altercation,
right.
and this is Charlie Sheen knocking on the door of the set of Two and a Half Men, yeah. and no one's there. Right. No one's there because he's coke addled. Right. You can hear it in his voice, and he doesn't know when they're supposed to right. be there.
Yeah,
these right. are behaviors that we are now we're condoning to such an extent in our society mm-hmm. that I think it's just making the whole our whole culture a land of suck.
And even when they are penalized financially, even if it seems like extraordinary money to you and I, to an athlete, it's meaningless.
Dropping the
right.
It has exactly. to be something mm-hmm. with teeth.
Yep. Can I clarify that I'm not condoning the fact that he groped her?
Oh, I don't know. We don't know the story.
No, I understand. Allegedly, Oscar, I mean. I'm just saying I've been in these situations and you know, and I've known girls that have worked as quote-unquote hostesses.
Right.
And
so
especially
if
you've been to Las Vegas. Right. Jesus Christ.
That's the culture out
it's,
there.
And it just has to happen half the time, and I think you got to accept it. Just for the same reason yeah. that when we're doing a show here, there are times where we, you know, put our foot in our mouth.
Yes. However,
it's just because you talk enough, something's about to happen.
Let
me put you there. All right, let me put you there seriously if this really happens. Because you and I have both been in clubs. Everybody's been in clubs. Mm-hmm. You know what these places are.
I love going
I remember
to clubs.
Rob Gay Club.
Stop it. It was gay friendly.
Here it is. You go, sure. May I? Say it's me, okay?
Hey, it's
I
you.
I say to the waitress that brings over the tray of drinks.
Yes.
And I say, listen, your hands are full. May I put the credit card, may I put it in your cleavage? And yes. say cleavage. Mm-hmm. She says, yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Well, there's in my mind, there is a world of difference between doing that and then putting it in there and reaching to the left or to the right yeah. and really grabbing a hold of the breast. It's night and day.
I agree with you.
And if that's the way it really went down, she's got a legitimate piece.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned.
Also, the fact was it was an old credit card. He had to scan it four times.
It's tragic because it just screams payday all over.
Oh, yeah. You mean for her?
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that for a second. I'd like to know the circumstance. I'm saying if he did that, though, he gave her that payday.
Yeah.
He gave her that payday. Let's watch it. It'll be settled out of court. We'll see what happens. We got to take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. We will do that right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. What is this song again?
It's the Blues Image, Mike. Ride, Captain Ride.
Hate it. Anyway, but I talked it up. Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Hey, Buzz is singing along. Maybe this should be the theme to How Dare You.
It's brought to you by Vistaprint.com for business cards, so much more, including checks, letterheads, flyers, folders, even rubber stamps.
Rubber stamps.
Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com. I love the name of that business. Vistaprint.com. But please go through the link on our website.
Very
it's another one of those deals, folks. Thank you. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you understand how we generate income on this
program. You got to come through us.
You got to kind of do that. And,
we're your bridge.
More of those to come. Let's get the Audio Vault on, open the big gate, and see what's going on today. Rob Spiewak,
didn't realize it was a gate. Mike, are you a believer?
Can I open this while you're doing that?
Yeah, would you like to?
All right, yeah, go ahead.
You love the Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Is that a Freudian slip or
that's
what?
That's Selena. That's Selena Gomez.
Yeah, but
Justin's Bieber. Mm-hmm.
But Justin Bieber recently did the Jay Leno program, and as you know, I never miss an episode. He was on for 11 minutes.
Yeah, right.
How many times do you think he used the word like?
Oh,
in 11 minutes.
Okay, there's a little verbal crutch for the little people.
17, 16?
Okay, that would be too low.
Oh, I'm going to say 60.
I'm going to say, I was going to say the same thing as you were.
The answer, 63 times
we
in 11
close.
Minutes.
Pretty good.
We were Justin close. Bieber, new look, new haircut.
Not really new haircut, just kind of like, I was like, this like, and like, so, like, and like my, kind of like my, and like, I like, but like, I like, it's like, I like, because like,
stop
like,
it
I like,
right there.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Mike.
As the father of a 15-year-old, and you know what, the 13-year-old?
Huh?
Not as bad.
Really?
The 13-year-old, I'm going to say Elizabeth, I don't think maybe does it as much.
It probably gets worse when they get older.
I think you're right. It
should grow into it.
I've called my kids on it all along. The one thing I can't
I've called them all along, but they still do it when they get to high school.
I really, they've gotten better about it. They have.
What I do,
the rest of this thrilling interview?
Yes, let's hear the like.
Are
Like, Bieber.
I like that. I left that in.
Like,
but anyway, so yeah, 63 times in 11 minutes. Wow. That is your winning
answer. Oh, F him.
And as predicted yesterday, we covered it earlier in the show. The Today Show was all over Serene Branson today.
Of course.
And she was, CBS2 was concerned and gave her a ride home. That's how they handled it.
Did they ever identify what the deal was?
She came out clean. All her tests came back clean.
They say it's not a stroke.
But did she say she got a migraine headache afterwards?
She never said anything to that effect. Nancy Snyderman, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Snyderman.
She's a good girl.
She's very good.
We had her on the old radio show, remember?
She was great. She was wonderful.
Very smart.
But what she says is that...
sound anything like that.
No.
No.
Mike, she sounds very, very smart.
But what she said is that the past is not as important on this as the future. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to have to make good friends with her neurologist. So I just saved you 8 minutes. Now, Mike, you love Whoopi Goldberg.
We got Girl Scout cookies from a lady named Laura.
Yum.
Right.
So enjoy.
Thank you, Laura.
Enjoy.
Yes, oh, there's some absolutely. The mints, which are thin.
Whee! There's some more in the snack drawer, by the way.
Did I buy some for somebody?
Yes, for me. You're getting them this week. Let me just read this real quick.
Okay. Want to take a miss how much I love you guys, mm-hmm. and what better way to do that is send along some cookies. Our Girl Scout Council uses the other cookie baker. We sell a few types of cookies that you can't buy up north. Ah. I've included a box of each of these cookies for you to enjoy. I also threw in a box of Thin Mints because my ass just doesn't need them in the house. Mike, I know you said you don't like all-star games, but I dragged my girls to the NHL All-Star festivities, and an amazing thing happened. My 9-year-old Girl Scout is now addicted to hockey. She's already a Caps fan. It's a shame the way they're playing right now. And wouldn't even root for the Steelers in the Super Bowl because they're from the same town as the Penguins. Mm. Oh, and for some ass-kissing, your impressions are the best. I laugh like a lunatic every time you do the ghost of Vince Lombardi. Buzz, I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
The guys did a great job while you were out, but mm-hmm. your voice was definitely missed. Rob, my very German grandfather would be so proud of you.
Thank you.
You are a far older soul than I will ever be, but I love your wit. You really know how to make this girl laugh. Wow. Oscar, please let us know how your half marathon goes.
Yes.
I ran 6 half marathons last year, and I'm hoping to get up the nerve for the Marine Corps marathon this year. It's the only way I can justify eating cookies. Mark, I hope Maya reaches her sales goals. She's really a daddy's girl, isn't she? And RJ, what else can I say? Pistachio!
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you very much.
You love Whoopi Goldberg.
I do.
Whoopi is pissed at the New York Times
mm-hmm.
because they wrote an article about black female Oscar winners.
Yes.
And she was not mentioned.
She's got a good healthy ego.
Yeah, she do.
Berg could barely contain her anger.
It hurt me terribly.
Turns out Whoopi was left out of a New York Times article pointing to the lack of black actors in this year's Oscar nominations. Whoopi, of course, took home a Best Supporting Actress statue in 1991 for Ghost. And she pulled out her Oscar to make her point.
This is sloppy journalism. Damn it, get your facts straight.
Wow. Whoopi acknowledged, however, that she was upset about being left out.
You know, it takes some guts to take on the New York Flippin' Times.
No, but what it is with Whoopi, and this is what I like about Whoopi, mm-hmm. she is not pretending she doesn't have an ego.
Right. True.
She's not pretending that this meant a lot to her, and she lays it out there. She knows, she's smart enough to know that there are going to be people out there that are going to go, oh, okay, lighten up, Whoopi.
Right.
No, you're saying lighten up because it's not your ass.
Exactly.
And if you achieve this incredible monumental award, I think you would probably feel the same way. I like her because she just calls it like it's mm-hmm. It's on her sleeve, man. I dig Whoopi.
I know something else you love, Mike.
All right.
You love the Rihanna song Umbrellas.
Uh-huh.
Or Umbrella. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
But I found a version you might actually prefer. Conan keeping on, chugging on the TBS
yes.
did one of my favorite bits and had William Shatner do the song Umbrella.
Check this out, people. I've heard this.
Always
this is great.
Be a friend. Take an oath, I'm going to stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, A.
I want to be
under
him.
My umbrella. A.
And there you have William Shatner. Shatner has been doing that act for how long?
Forever. And he still does.
When he stops, I want to take it over.
The Girl Scout cookies from another area. I've never heard of Shoutouts.
No, nor have I.
Well, those are the ones that taste like lettuce.
The Shoutouts are Belgian-style caramelized cookies. So those are interesting. Then we have, what do we have here?
I've not seen
lemonades. Have you ever heard of lemonades?
No, but that sounds interesting.
Lemonades,
I used to suffer from it.
All right, there you go.
That's right. What?
That's when you were with Tina Fey.
I was with Lululemon.
Thanks a lot, crunchy fudge-coated treats. These look a lot. Really good. Yeah. All right,
thanks a lot.
Here, spread them around.
And a couple of boxes of tagalongs in your snack drawer that I threw in today.
Oh, really? Tagalongs? Yeah. Very good. Delicious.
You mentioned Charlie Sheen.
Got time for one more, Rob.
Okay, well then let's not close with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
let's
because
close
he was. No, I'd like to hear people. I'd like play the
how
Charlie Sheen
because
this is when he goes on Dan Patrick, and this is what now. This is how it works.
And really, should he be doing this press?
Here's the deal. If you have a radio show, we had it happen in Washington, D.C. My friends Kevin and Rock, who do a show on our old station, WJFK, have a connection with Albert Hainsworth.
Right.
So Albert Hainsworth's a dick. He goes on their show. They get national press. We've got Dan Patrick now. Dan Patrick knows Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's acting like a dick. He goes on Dan Patrick, national press.
Right.
This is what happens, but this is how Charlie sounds. And for anybody that's ever been hung out at any time with a coke-addled, dope-fiend, drunk maniac, and talk to him the day after he's been partying.
Hi, Mike.
Listen to Charlie. Stop it. Shut up, Buzz.
How'd you lose your voice?
Well, went back to work, and I was banging on the stage door. Hello? Where's everybody? And I don't know what happened. I guess they're closed.
They won't let you back in?
Nobody told me. Nobody told me. I just figured, I'm supposed to go back to work because I'm ready.
Wait, you're on hiatus.
No, we're on a forced hiatus. They said, you get ready, we'll get ready. And I got ready, I went back. Nobody's there. I don't know what to tell you then. Nobody's there.
Wow.
That's tragic.
Out of time.
I'm going to talk in little short bursts because he's coked up there.
Yeah.
You know, it's obvious. It really is. I was screaming about this on the edge this morning because I said, you know what? It's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but CBS wouldn't do this in a minute. They would. You can the guy.
It's the
only way he's not going to die.
So
I think it's the only way he's not going to die. He is being so friggin' enabled by the fact that he still has a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the biggest deals when you hit bottom is you lose your gig or you lose your family.
That's right.
Is right out there. He's behaving like this. As soon as CBS let him waltz back into that show when he'd been, when he went mental with the hooker in his hotel, and I feel for the guy because you know what? I'm going to be really, and I want everybody to know this, I am really going to be banged up sad when this guy ends up on a slab.
Yeah.
Destination. It just seems to me you've got sometimes the tough love. You have to care enough to kiss the money goodbye. You really do, and that's what the executives should do on this show.
They should. I always wonder this, and it's easier said than done, but I guess this is the Latino in me that would just grab this person, throw him in a van, get him across the border, and take him to detox somewhere.
Put a padlock on the dude.
Yeah.
You know? Right. He's going to die. He's calling this radio show because he's so desperate and no one is tracking with this, and especially over there
at
our wonderful former network.
Aren't you surprised that his dad hasn't stepped in, that Martin Sheen hasn't stepped in?
Thrown
him in the van.
He's busy being president, isn't he? Isn't he president?
He's burned out.
He's trying to get a conservatorship.
Oh, really?
Oh, he is. Okay. But it's almost impossible because Charlie Sheen is in his 40s.
Just so sad. And that to me is, bottom is, you lose your family, but really, he's in a financial, and they can say, well, he's got all the money in the world anyway.
Right.
Yeah, maybe he does, but losing that gig, just I think the ego of having that gig.
Yeah, it's his safety net.
He feels like he's normal, and I feel for him.
I'm mad at
him. I feel sad for him. All those emotions.
If it happens in 2 years, he'll be the new voice of Kraft.
He's a golden voice drifter.
True.
And Mike, I leave you with something that although it is visual, the audio is great, and I know you like sounds like this. We have this on our YouTube page. It is obviously an illegal firework being fired in a neighborhood.
Oh, dear.
It blows up a little too close to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very reminiscent of a time I set off something like a quarter stick of dynamite in the parking garage at WJFK. But I think, but you really should go to our YouTube page and take a peek at this because the color is fantastic.
I love it when it sets off the car alarms.
That is your magic audio board.
Good stuff. I like that. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz and News right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks so much for being with us. Hey, while I have this opportunity,
yes?
I want to remind each and every one of you that we don't just sell things for other people. No. We sell things for us, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Mike O'Mara animated series created by Stride Studios. Check it out on MikeO'MaraShow.com. Episode 5 is The Dancer, $22.99 for the entire season, or $1.99 per episode. See the trailer at MikeO'MaraShow.com/merchandise, or click the store link on our website.
/merchandise.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's get the news on. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix. It's not just movies. Most of the TV shows we talk about on this show are available now on Netflix. You can watch them on game consoles, computers, iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches, or even on your TV, if you can believe that, for just $8.99 a month.
Who still has a TV?
For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. The protests have started up again in Egypt, this time aimed not so much at the government as at jobs and bosses. Having forced their government to listen to them, Egyptians are now trying their luck against employers, demanding better pay and working conditions. They want the country's new military rulers to help them.
Heard the whole country's going to walk. Walk like an Egyptian.
He'll be here all week. Right. But the Egyptian military is telling the protesters to get off the streets and go back to their jobs, and the army successfully chased 2,000 of these protesters out of Tahrir Square yesterday. It's not just the army versus the people, it's also the army versus the police. Cops who once worked for the government to suppress the people have now joined with the protesters, who also include workers from the fields of banking, tourism, and transportation. There have also been protests in the postal, media, clothing, and steel industries.
Help, I'm being suppressed!
The protests in Iran have entered a third day, and now people are getting hurt. Police beat and tear gassed demonstrators yesterday and chased them with motorcycles. Iran does not allow photography of street protest, but reports say as many as 30,000 protesters were in the streets of Iran yesterday.
Nothing better than an Iranian motorcycle.
I love seeing the protests in Iran, because I do think that theocracy that's over there is hurting a lot of people, and you do see some of the video from the cameras that are, the cell phone cameras that is snuck out.
Right.
And it's amazing to watch that, and I think this is going to continue. They get the information. You can't have a country any longer that is so repressive that they're not going to get that information.
The internet and Facebook and Twitter make it impossible.
And, watch out, China.
Mm-hmm.
With all the talk of China owning the United States and China taking us over, the very fact of the matter that China still represses its people, and the human condition does not tolerate that in perpetuity. It doesn't happen. You are going to have a backlash at some point.
I hope they still keep making that great food.
Mm-hmm.
I await the day Sarah Palin tells them to tear down that wall.
Yes.
Wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is sitting a bit more upright these days, beating a nurse at tic-tac-toe and speaking short but complete sentences. Doctors say she's pushing ahead so quickly with her recovery, they find themselves asking her to slow down a bit.
That's great news.
I heard the nurse threw the game, though.
It could have happened.
I really hope that she gets, it'll be really special if this woman is able to get all of her
best
speech
revenge,
back.
And,
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see her get back into Congress and just become an advocate for gun control.
I'll tell you who isn't talking. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Today marks 5 years since the last time Thomas spoke during a Supreme Court session. In 40 years, no other justice has even gone one term, much less five, without saying something.
Dick.
Instead, as the court returns to work today, Thomas is expected to do his usual thing, lean back in his chair, stare at the ceiling, rub his eyes, shuffle his papers, and look bored. He does talk outside the courtroom and has said he's quiet in the courtroom because he believes he's there to listen, not speak.
He was great on Growing Pains.
How about his decisions, though? He does
family
that.
Matters.
He does
I'm
make
sorry.
Decisions, but he has spoken. He has not spoken out loud. He's read the court's decisions, but without
what
any
ad-libbing. What do I hear? What am
I
hearing?
That too.
Sounds like music faintly in the background. Rob, do you have something?
I see.
Yeah. It's our new background music for the news.
You know what? Here it is. When you're a Supreme Court justice, they're trying a case in front of you.
Right.
You speak not because you want to listen. You have to ask questions.
It's your job.
If you're curious, and that's
key.
Dick.
That's key. The other
you're
justices.
You're cruising. You're slacking.
At least ask questions. He does not.
Right.
Now, if you love the irony the way we do, you'll enjoy this. In Terryville, Connecticut, a roof collapsed on a garage, as has happened in so many places in this brutal winter. The weight of the snow crushing buildings across the country. In this case, however.
God, my mom, she go, I had Tony come to the house, and he shoveled the roof off. How often do you have that conversation?
Yeah, a lot of places.
$250 you paid a guy had to come and shovel the roof off.
Tony Danza?
It was yes, it was Tony Danza.
At least it wasn't Chad Ram, that rat bastard.
Chad Ram would have removed the snow with a hammer. People, what a dick.
People all over the country where there have been heavy snows have been shoveling their roofs. Very not scary. That unusual. Yep. In this case, however, the roof collapse in Terryville, Connecticut, trapped some very important vehicles. The town's snowplows.
Oh, my God. Help me.
It's interesting. While Facebook and Twitter have been used to organize protests in the Arab world, they're being used in this country to stage pillow fights. A flash mob pillow fight broke out in San Jose, California over the weekend. 100 people arrived by train, car, and bicycle. Some wore pajamas while others wore gorilla suits and right. tutus.
This is why the rest of the world hates us.
Let me defer to my young bucks here. Boys. We got to do this.
Flash mob?
What do we do to get a flash mob? Oh. What do we do to get a real flash mob?
We lose all our credibility.
Okay, I didn't know.
We're okay with that.
There's this thing called a snowmageddon that happens in DuPont Circle in the heart of Washington, D.C. And I've known about it for, I think they're up to three now. So snowmageddon 4 will probably happen at the next big snowstorm in D.C. And Kara saw a news story about this, said, oh my God, we have to be part of snowmageddon 4. Right? And I looked at her, I said, how are we dating? She goes, well, how do you find out about it? I said, it's on Facebook and Twitter.
Right.
She said, I said, so you want to truck down to DuPont Circle and get snowballs thrown at you and me just to say that we are part of this.
Right.
And she said, exactly. It's so exciting. I said, we might break up in the next 5 years. Because these flash mobs are kind of cool, but let's be honest, like, we all have better things to do.
And you know what I hate more than the pillow fights and the snowball fights? Or when they're like in a train station and they all of a sudden start singing something from The Sound of Music. Have you seen that?
Suddenly
they're
you're like in an episode of Glee.
Yeah, they plant like 100 people in a cafe and they start singing. I hate this as well.
What am I saying? I like beef bourguignon.
It was delicious.
But no, the flash mob that they showed on Modern Family, I think it was like 4 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Effing hilarious. Yeah.
I think if you come up here's
with the right idea.
Yeah. You come up with the right idea, it could be something productive. We'll see what happens.
We'll work on that. Right. Finally, in Michigan, a 400-pound woman has been charged with shoplifting after her motorized cart got stuck in the store's doorway. 30-year-old Jerry Perkins had allegedly lifted over $600 worth of electronic merchandise.
Perkins makes great pie.
Headed outside when the alarm sounded. Sheriff's deputy says he had to use a taser on Jerry when she, quote, took a fighting stance.
Really?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. You bet. Our show today brought to you by Rip Digital. Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer. How are our friends at Rip Digital doing?
Couldn't be happier.
They're happier?
Yeah, they're happy.
Right, that's the end of that ad. All right, anyway, I'm kidding. Rip Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't. Get rid of the CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites on your iPod or home theater system. Rip Digital converted Buzz's music, and they can do the same for you. Click the Rip Digital ad on our website or visit ripdigital.com. Boo! That's great. Boom! That's it. We got to get out of here for Buzz, Oscar, Rob, RJ, Mark. See you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Flash mob.